Thank you and good afternoon. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office has issued a be on the lookout for a Santa Rosa resident wanted for shooting another man at a residence in Covelo on Tuesday morning. The 19-year-old victim drove to the Covelo Fire Station with a gunshot wound to the upper torso, and he was flown to an out-of-area hospital for treatment and remains in stable condition. Information gathered indicates that the victim went to a residence on Zinnia Lane and was confronted by 47-year-old Santa Rosa resident Paulino Marin, who was armed with a rifle. The victim started to leave the area in his vehicle, and Marin fired multiple rounds, striking the vehicle and the victim once in the torso. Law enforcement could not locate Marin at the residence. However, a search warrant served turned up a commercial marijuana growing operation, and more than 780 plants were eradicated. Marin remains at large. Humboldt State officials announced today that the vigil for David Lawson will be held at the Kate Buchanan Room on campus tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock. Lawson was fatally stabbed during an altercation at a house party on Spear Avenue in Arcata on Saturday, and a 23-year-old McKinleyville resident, Kyle Zellner, has been booked and charged with murder. Arcata police received an anonymous email yesterday listing the specific details of the events that took place on Saturday, and police are asking for that anonymous person to step forward. No official details have been released by police. However, they have interviewed over 25 witnesses and recovered the knife. Humboldt State alumnus Karen Moore has been appointed as the new Director of Fiscal and Administrative Services for the State Department of Education. Moore already has a jumpstart on her new position, as she started earlier this week, and her new role will include managing the Department of Education's budgets and accounting offices, as well as overseeing fiscal systems and processes. Moore replaces former Director Roxanne Aris, who retired in March. Moore started at HSU as an oceanography major before majoring in business administration, and she began her education career at the state controller's office. The National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather advisory for the North Coast as rainfall is expected to continue into this evening. There will be a slight chance for thunderstorms along the frontal boundary, and motorists are advised to use caution when driving out on roadways and to check road conditions before heading out. The continued rainfall will most likely affect the status of Highway 101 just north of Leggett, as that section of roadway has been closed down to traffic due to slide activity. Officials from Caltrans District 1 still haven't determined an estimated time for reopening, and slide material is still hanging above the roadway that has yet to fall. Caltrans officials are advising motorists to seek alternate routes if they plan to drive in the area, and Caltrans is also recommending to include Interstate 5 in your travel plans as well. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Dave Hall, the general manager of the Humboldt Bay Community Services District, was on Tuesday morning's Talk Shop, and the conversation turned to the drought state of emergency that was recently lifted by Governor Jerry Brown. After receiving abnormal amounts of rainfall, the drought emergency regulations were lifted for all but four Southern California counties, and while the drought state of emergency has ended, there are still some regulations in place, as Hull explains.
He left on all the emergency regulations that were there on the individual. So all the things that we've been living with the last 3 years about, you can't wash your sidewalk off, you can't, you know, you have your sprinklers water in the sidewalk, you can't have a fountain that doesn't recirculate water, you can't water your lawn after, 48 hours after it's rained. All those kind of things are still in place, and they'll be in place until November.
State officials have requirements that are still in place for local water agencies as well, and Hull explained that water agencies across the state are supporting legislation to give more local control back to those agencies.
Probably at least a third, and I'm guessing it's probably a lot more than that, of the water agencies throughout the state of California have banded together to support some legislation that's going through that actually rolls it back to local control. So there's an AB 968 and an AB 1654. Their first hearing is going to be in the Assembly Water Parks and Wildlife Committee on April 25th.
Governor Brown lifted the state of emergency on April 7th. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.